Welcome to The Lamb Lens, where we bring clarity to the world of finance. I'm Kelsey Berryman, Senior Wealth Strategy Associate at The Lamb Group, joined by Evans Lamb, Managing Director, Wealth Management, and Senior Portfolio Manager at UBS Financial Services, Inc. Our team is located in Pasadena, California, and you can reach out to us at evans.lamb@ubs.com. Our goal is simple: to educate, debunk financial myths, and share our team's lens on the markets.
Well, happy new year again. This is Evans Lamb, your block speaker. And thank you again. We're going to talk about the 2026 outlook for the market. As you know, that the S&P 500 closed at 6,846 points as of December 31st. And yet, you know, our UBS forecast the S&P to reach 7,600 by the end of 2026. Now, this is kind of very unusual for Wall Street, that every investment firm in Wall Street expect the market to go up. And then the average is 11%. Typically, there's always some deviance, and also the average forecast is about 8%. So this is very unusual year. So why the Wall Street are so bullish? I think for the right reason, that first of all, corporate earnings has been phenomenal, and they expect the interest rate to go down. And also because this is the midterm election, if you look at Trump's actions to make sure that the economy looks good, make sure that the unemployment and also the economic sentiments among Americans feel good, so that the Republicans can still keep both the Congress and the Senate. So you look at the recent actions, for example, Trump has been banned, so-called, the Blackstone of the world to buy residential housing. So to make the American dream of owning a home far more affordable. And then also today, forcing the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to buy $200 billion of the mortgage bond, so that for the mortgage rate, 30 years mortgage rate, to go down. And of course, as soon as he announced it, the mortgage rate has gone down. So if you look at the economics, the productivities, everything has been pretty positive. That's why I agree with Wall Street consensus that this is going to be a good year. Now, whether it's going to be 11%, whether it's going to be 7,600 is up to debate. I really think that the risk is totally different. My perception of the risk is, first of all, is whether the U.S. will invade Greenland. It is both an opportunity and a major risk, because literally, U.S. is at war, some kind of war with China and Russia. Do we need another war with Europe, all of Europe, because of the Greenland issues? So this is the major risk. I think the market has not really fully factored in. And yet it can be an opportunity, because according to the treaty, the U.S. basically have all kinds of access to Greenland in terms of having military personnel, military base, and everything. The only thing that we do not have over Greenland is mineral rights. And so if we can purchase it instead of invading it, then I think the market will be very bullish on this proposition. So this is really a risk and also an opportunity. It's Greenland. So Greenland is not Venezuela. It's a totally different story altogether. Then the second risk is the IPO market. I don't believe that the large cap technology companies have a bubble, because they're supported by very solid earnings. And I think that, you know, even though they're going to be leveraged a little bit more to invest in the AI, but the coverage ratio, the debt service ratio, is still very minimal. Real risk, I think, is in the private equity market. Whether the SpaceX will get into a good valuation, and whether the OpenAI right now is valued at $500 billion, and the target for the IPO is to have the company valued at $1 trillion, which is double the $500 billion. So those are the major concerns. I think that will set the direction of the market. So the two risks, again, Greenland. Second risk, the private equity market, especially that will be defined by the IPO of the SpaceX, by the OpenAI, and also by the Anthropic. So we were going to see whether this kind of volatility will pan out, but I greatly appreciate your listening in. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Lamb Lens. You can visit us at advisors.ubs.com/the Lamb Group for more information. See you next week. This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional advice. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review the client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and is a member of FINRA and SIPC.